in January that year, I was like, okay, I'm going to go full-time again, quit the kindergarten, and went all in. And within 6 months, I had like worked my way to the top of Google for the term Squarespace website designer, which if you're wondering what happens then, you get an inquiry a day for like your services. And that's when I started realizing so it went very quickly from like not having a clue what I was doing to suddenly having so many inquiries that I was like, oh, I have a problem with my hand.
That was a snippet from today's special episode where I had the absolute guilty pleasure of chatting with my amazing friend, Paige Brunton. Paige teaches people how to design beautiful websites and grow their web design business. She's driven by the belief that we all deserve to have the skills necessary to be self-reliant. That means no more begging for a raise or hoping for a change in our circumstances. She believes that with a little bit of education, you can create extraordinary upgrades in your own life. She teaches aspiring web designers about the two most essential ingredients to create a life of their own design: the skills to build fabulous Squarespace websites and the knowledge to build a successful web design business. If you're looking for a mentor who provides empowering, achievable, step-by-step courses, then she is your girl. And if you're listening to this episode before April the 15th to the 17th, 2024, she's running a totally free live bootcamp called the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp, where you can pick the brains of the most successful web designers in her courses, learn how to book web design clients, and more. I'll leave the link to that in the description below. For now, let's dive into today's episode. Paige is here to share 5 tips to grow your design business to 10K months, the number one reason you're not succeeding as a web designer and how to fix it, and how to start a successful web design business even without a degree. So before we dive into your full story, Paige, could you tell us a bit about your business and the courses and programs that you offer?
Yeah. So lovely to be here. So happy to be here on the podcast. What I do in my business, I teach people how to be website designers, basically. I started as a website designer years ago and went on, actually like scaled that to the point where I got so many inquiries that suddenly people were like, I didn't have enough capacity to take on all the people. And so what I created to sort of like serve the demand, I considered agency, I considered templates, and I considered course. And I was like, you know what? I'll just teach people. I'll create a course and I'll teach people how to build their own really fabulous website. So I created a course called Square Secrets. And then after that, all those students started asking me like, well, how do I run the actual business? Like, now that I know the skill of website design, how do I run the business? And so then the second thing which I created is called Square Secrets Business. And so those are the two main programs which I've run for years and years and years. And we've had thousands of happy students go through them. So it's been really the thing which I've poured my heart and soul into for the past like 5 years almost now.
Wow. So you've been running those courses and programs for the last 5 years, and then you were a website designer for, was it a few years before that?
Yeah. So I started, I guess like there's no clear amount of time necessarily. So I started it in university. I was doing a master's degree and I had built a travel blog, as we do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Instead of just like redesigning my own blog a million times, maybe I should design sites for other people. And so that's when on the side of my degree, I just started like sort of doing like freelance website projects. I worked for an agency for a little bit because I didn't know how to get my own clients or projects myself. And so I did it part-time for both years of my master's degree, then moved over to Europe to be with my then boyfriend, now husband. And that's when I realized, oh, I need a job because I don't speak the language in Germany. and that's when I took it into like a full-time website design business. There's some like, I quit in between. I was like, it took a long time for me to figure out how exactly do I run and manage this business. And a lot of fraudy feelings to get over and a lot of limiting beliefs to get over and everything. So I just want people to know, like, if you're feeling like you can't do it, literally it took me 2 times of trying to go full-time for it to actually work. But yeah, and so then I was doing website designs for another couple of years, just as a website designer before I got into the like course thing.
Okay. I love hearing more about your story. And I would love to just quickly ask you if you would be willing to share more about the fraudy feelings and
why it took a bit more about why it took you two times of trying before going full time, because I think that a lot of people who are listening who might want to become designers, or not even just designers, but any other kind of online service-based business owner, it might really relate to that point.
Totally. Yeah. So the fraudy feelings came from the fact, obviously, that I had not studied this. I did not take a single business, marketing, IT, tech, any class in college. I literally studied recreation and leisure. And yes, that is a real degree. And I have a master's in that, which my family likes to tease me for, that I'm like a professor of play or something. but yeah, so I had no background. Like, I was completely self-taught. There also didn't exist at the time a course which I could take to teach me like how to build websites.
Yes.
On, which was Squarespace. Same. Squarespace. Yeah. And so it was really like the only thing you had was like doing it yourself and YouTube videos, like a couple of not great YouTube videos. And that was like the extent of what existed online to help you learn how to build websites. And so I definitely felt like, oh, is there something I'm missing? I feel like there's like the people who study computer science or graphic design, like there's this list of things they know, which I don't know, which I need to do on a website in order for a client to be happy with it. And so that was, I think that was the struggle. And then also there was the fact that I didn't know how to run a business. Like, even if you learn how to build websites, then suddenly it's like, okay, well, how do I market myself? How do I get clients? How do I onboard a project? Like, do I need a proposal? Do I need a contract? What should be in those things? And so, yeah, I felt like there was a lot of things that I was missing and had to learn myself. And so that was obviously a slightly painful process. And so now when I look at my students, they are able to like build and launch a website business so much faster than I was, because it's like, here's the exact roadmap of what you need to do. But anyways, what was the second part of your question? At the full-time two times thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd moved to Germany. And again, the reason I moved to Germany in college, I slightly tipsily met a guy, a German guy in a bar. And then we started dating, and then I moved over to Germany after school and had absolutely no idea what I was going to do. I just figured I'd learn German and then like work in what I had studied. And then when I got there, I realized I went to language school for a summer, and I was like, great, I'm in Europe. I'm learning German. This is wonderful. And I did 3 months of language school and like could hardly order something in a store and realize like, oh, this is going to be a long process for me to learn this language well enough for me to actually work in this. And I was like, well, my bank account is telling me that I don't have like a year to sit around and just learn German for. So I need to figure out a way to make money. And so that's when the like website design idea, I'd already been doing it a little bit again on the side in university. So that seemed like my best bet because it was online. I could serve like English speaking clients back at home in like Canada, America. And so after the summer, I was like, okay, language school's over. I'm going to go full-time with my business. That led to me just like, I woke up every day and I was like, I have literally no idea what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like, I just sat on my couch and was like, well, I should be like serving clients, but I don't have clients and I don't know how to get clients. And so I'm like just stuck in this place. And so what ended up happening was my brain was just telling me all these like awful things. Like, you can't do this. There's other website designers. They have all the good clients and their portfolios look so much better and blah, blah, blah. And just this like constant parade of negativity going through my mind. And so my husband, well, boyfriend at the time, kept coming home every day to me just like crying on the couch in my living room, just being like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm so lost. I'm so alone in this. And so that's when, so I'd gone full-time, was full-time for a grand total of like 2 weeks and was, And then a part-time job just literally fell in my lap. So I'm like, they needed an English speaker at an international kindergarten. So I was like, well, I guess that's me. So I went to this international kindergarten, worked there for 3 months. I was just like, what am I doing with my life? I was so upset with myself. So I was like, one, this is absolutely not what I want to do. Like, this is not my thing. Respect to all the kindergarten teachers out there, but like, it is not the job for me. And I was just so, I was like, I'd gone, done a master's degree on full scholarship. Like, what am I doing here in this kindergarten? And it paid like literally next to nothing. And I was like, this is not what I wanted for my life. And this is like, I'm not okay with this. And so the good thing about that, and I really believe this, is so many times when people are in jobs which they absolutely hate or in some sort of a situation which is so awful, I think it is the most incredible motivation to like go after the thing that you want to do. And so after 3 months in that kindergarten, I was like, I literally can't. Like, I'm gonna have to move home and go get a job in my field, like back home in Canada and everything, because I just can't handle this. This is not the life which I wanted. And so I was like, okay, before that, I'm gonna give a second crack at becoming a website designer. At the time I did, it was January, B School from Marie Forleo came out, and it wasn't like a course specific to being a website designer at all. There was a lot of things which I needed to piece together, but it did give me like a rough foundation of like how to run a business on the internet. And so that was really helpful. And I literally paid the money. I was terrified and was just like, whatever this course tells me to do, I am going to do it, because like, I'm just so committed to making this work, but I just don't know how. And if someone would just tell me what to do, like I will do the steps, but I just need to know what I should be doing with myself right now. And so that's when in January that year, I was like, okay, I'm going to go full-time again, quit the kindergarten, and went all in. And within 6 months, I had like worked my way to the top of Google for the term Squarespace website designer, which if you're wondering what happens then, you get an inquiry a day for like your services. And that's when I started realizing so it went very quickly from like not having a clue what I was doing to suddenly having so many inquiries that I was like, oh, I have a problem with my hands. Like I need to figure out a more scalable offering basically. So things can change quickly once you actually know what you're doing and like put the work into the right things, if that makes sense.
It does. And I love a couple of points that you shared there. Like first and foremost, you don't need a degree to be an online website designer, or for quite a lot of online business roles. I don't have a degree either. I started out as a designer too, like Paige, and I had the exact same fraudy feelings that you did. I remember just feeling, I distinctly remember someone asking me, someone I know and have grown up with, I told them what I do for a living, and I remember her asking me, oh, did you get training for that? And if I really put myself back there, I can still feel the feelings that I felt at the time. And it was just such incredible imposter syndrome inside. And I was just fumbling this reply about like, well, no, but you know, I've done a course online, and like all these things, because I felt like I had to justify the fact that I didn't have a design degree. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the beauty of like living in this day and age. Like sometimes I think about it and I'm like, wow, we really do have so many more opportunities to create businesses and income for ourselves online, and just courses all over the internet that we can take that teach us the skills that we need to know in order to succeed online. And we don't have to go down the traditional route of college and university. And I just think that's so awesome.
Yeah. The other thing, so a few things that are really interesting about this is the number of people who have gone to graphic design school who then take my courses. The reason that they do is because graphic design school didn't teach them. Like if they literally went and got a 4-year degree in that, it didn't teach them what they actually need to know. It's like it taught them how to like use, I don't know, Adobe Illustrator and stuff and like some design principles, which is totally helpful, but it didn't teach them anything about how to run a business, how to market online, how to like, I don't know, how to use social media for a business and like 2024 and everything. And so yeah, that part is sort of missing. And so a lot of those people actually do come and take my course, which I did not expect that at all when I started it. And then the other thing is both my brothers actually studied computer science in school. And so people think, oh, okay, I needed like 4-year degree and whatever, computer science in order to be a website designer. But the truth is that my brothers are not going and building small business websites. Like that's not what you do when you study computer science. They go and manage like backend databases and they build things like Squarespace, for example. So like these systems, these actually coded technical systems, which then allow all of us less techie people to, you know, build things without code. And so the interesting thought, like that is people's automatic thought, but the actual truth is that like the people who are serving small business owners with websites are not people who went and studied computer science at school. So it's really, if you actually go study that, you're going to end up doing something completely different, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. It definitely makes sense. I think that it's awesome if you do have a degree in design, definitely put that to use.
Yep.
But also, if you're someone listening and you don't have a degree, I really hope that this conversation gives you the permission you don't really need to give yourself the permission you don't really need to give yourself to just go all in on your dream of building this business, whether it's a web design business or something else, because you don't need a degree for certain things. Obviously, there are jobs in the world that you need a degree for. Like if you're going to be a doctor or a nurse, you're going to have to go and study for that. But for a lot of other types of businesses, especially creative ones, you can learn online.
And especially, as you said, the online businesses, like when we go to hire people or we need a virtual assistant or we need someone to do, I don't know, copywriting or whatever, like it's not like we're not. It's just like, do you know how to do the thing? You do need to learn how to do the thing. That is important. Like that is a very important thing to be capable of producing great websites or write great copy or whatever it is that you want to do online. But that doesn't mean you need a degree for it. Like those are two different things, if that makes sense. And again, what they teach in university is not necessarily always super applicable to like what's happening in the real world. Even my brother said that when they went and studied computer science is like, they learned some things in school. And then when they came into the real world, they actually had to go learn, okay, what's actually the most modern like language that they need to learn, for example, in terms of development and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that there are some solopreneurs who are listening who have already started their website design business, mm-hmm. regardless of whether they have the degree or not, and they are struggling to book clients. And I know that you mentioned just now that you managed to actually like rank really well on Google. I'm sure you had other marketing strategies that you used as well to start getting multiple inquiries every single day. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the number one reason that other website designers are struggling so much to get those clients?
Totally. Okay. So, and I'll talk about myself pre and post figuring this out. So, because yeah. I'm the prime example here. So pre figuring out what the heck I should be doing with myself in terms of marketing was I went on Google. I literally Googled like, how did any person ever, I was like researching, listening to every podcast, every blog post, every article on Google. Like how has anyone ever landed a client as a website designer? And I made a list. I remember I was sitting down at my desk and I was like, okay, here's a list of 20 things which people have done to get clients. And I'm going to do, like, I am not afraid of hard work. Every single day, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do one of these things or maybe multiple of these things. And I would like go through the list of 20 and then I'd start back at the top and start again. And the problem was that I was not, one, hated half the things on the list. Two, some of those things on the list didn't actually work for me because it was like, oh, again, I'm in a country where I don't speak the language. So going to like a local event is not going to work. Or going and chatting up the coffee shop owner down the road, also not going to work. So there are certain marketing strategies, and that was my situation, but someone else might have a different situation. It's like, oh, I don't know, whatever the problem is, like for whatever reason, all the marketing strategies that people are saying are so fantastic, they don't work for me. That's also okay. Trying to do 20 things, I was good at none of those things. I didn't like half of those things. I couldn't do a few of those things. And so what I learned was you need to do one thing that you actually like, that you can be consistent with. Like when I was actually, this is interesting, when I was creating Square Secrets business, I had a bit of a problem on my hand because I was like, okay, well, I've blogged to get clients, but that is not the only way. And I don't want to tell people that that's the only way that you get web design clients because it's not. But I also don't want to speak on marketing strategies, which I haven't done or am really terrible at. Like Instagram was never my thing. And so I was like, I don't want to speak on that. So what I did at the time was I brought in other guest experts to talk about their marketing strategy in their business. And explain how that would work and how someone else would do that if they wanted to do whatever the marketing strategy was. And so the interesting thing when I asked those guest experts to come and talk about their marketing strategies was that they all had one or two marketing strategies and that was it. And they like fully booked themselves with clients. Some of them were agencies and booking like tons of designers. And again, with just one or two marketing strategies. And so it just goes to show that you don't need to try to do 20 things. In fact, it's actually going to be counterintuitive and detrimental probably, because it's just not, you can't do 20 things well. You can't like get fantastic at 20 different marketing strategies. Like they're all so different. And so I think the key thing is figuring out like the one that's going to work for you. And in terms of, if you're wondering, how do I figure out what that is? I created a quiz on exactly this because I got this question so often. It is the which client finding method matches my personality type quiz. And it can tell you, it'll shoot out the answer in like 45 seconds of what exactly you should be doing and which marketing strategy is actually going to fit you. Because that's the key thing. For the longest time, I was forcing myself onto doing Instagram because that's what all the cool kids were doing. And website design is a visual medium and Instagram is a visual thing. And it just seemed like what you had to do, but I tried and tried and tried and was like never good at it because I didn't like it. And so therefore it never really worked for me. And so, but I know actually, ironically, we did a survey of some of my students and Instagram is typically my students, like not, okay, not the proportion was the biggest of like the pie of the different marketing strategies, but that's not at all what I used, for example. And so, yeah, there's a wide variety. It's about finding the one which works for you and just doing one thing consistently. And when you do one thing well consistently, that's when you get the avalanche of inquiries.
Yes. Yes to all of that, because I completely relate. There's something that I always say to my students and my community, and it's that even though I teach specific marketing strategies, like you said, we don't all use all the platforms and all the strategies. So we can't ourselves teach you absolutely every platform and strategy. When I'm teaching marketing myself, I stick to teaching Instagram marketing, email marketing, and referral marketing. Because those are the main ways that I got clients myself. But I always say to people, any marketing strategy can work. Any of them, as long as you don't spread yourself too thin trying all of them, and you stay strategic and consistent with one to two of them. Any of them can work, and as long as you like them. I think that's such a key point that you made, because if you don't enjoy the marketing platform or strategy that you're using, you're trying to use something that you actually really hate, then ultimately you're not going to stay consistent because you don't even like being there or doing that. So if you try and reframe it, instead of thinking, well, everybody else uses this, so I have to as well. There's people like you, Paige, who are proof that actually, if you really hate doing something or you really hate a particular platform, you can always make something else work instead.
Yep, exactly.
So I love that point. Can you share some actionable tips or strategies for web designers who want to go from struggling to book clients to consistently to making 10K a month? Because I know that that's a really big goal of a lot of web designers.
Yep. Okay, so I think there's a few key things that you need to do here. The first thing is like the foundation, and that is your websites need to be good. Like they really need to look fantastic and really work for your client's business. Like they really need to drive results for your client's business. So I have students of mine who do not just 10K months, but like 10K projects that they'll do in like a week or two. And the key thing that allows them to charge that kind of money is that these websites look incredible. And then they also function so well for the business. Like they drive so much more revenue for this business owner that 10K is like, take the money. That is going to be the best money I spend all year. I have one student who I think of, her name's Caitlin, and she works in the construction industry. And so she'll help like custom home builders and architects and like HVAC people and everything. And she builds websites for this like very specific niche. And when you go on the website and you see her like testimonials from her projects, it's like, if a custom home architect books one project, that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to that architect. And her really incredible website is what lands this guy so many more projects. And so truly when you can like bring the value in what you're doing, when you know how to make websites which look incredible and meet design best practices, and you also know the like strategy behind websites that convert and really like setting these things up strategically and with conversion top of mind, it's so easy to charge 5K, 10K, 15K, whatever for a project. And then in terms of hitting the 10K months, how many projects do you want to do really? And what time frame can you do them in? That's also key. If it takes you, you know, 6 months to do a 10K project, that's a problem. We need to fix that. And that can be fixed. But yeah, so the first thing is get genuinely good at the skill of website design. And I think that's something which people, they're like, okay, aside from building great websites, like what's the hack? What's the secret? What's the whatever? And I'm like, no, that's like actually really important. Yeah, however you want to get really great at building websites, up to you. So obviously doing it multiple times, you know, building real websites and everything, or portfolio pieces or mock projects, taking a course can be extremely helpful. YouTube videos, online resources, all the things. So whatever you need to do to get really good at the skill, I would say that's like step number one. From there, it's also a bit of a mindset thing is the second piece. And it's like, yeah, you might build amazing websites, but if your mind is blocking you from charging the prices that you should be charging, then that's a huge thing that you need to work through. And it is something which can be worked through. And so I would say for me, like mindset books are huge when it comes to overcoming the mindset blocks. So Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass is an incredible book. Also, I think The Miracle Morning is a really great one as well. So those two books specifically, if you're like struggling, you're like, okay, I'm building these amazing websites. They look fantastic. They work super well. My clients are really happy with them and everything, but I could never charge $10,000 for a project or whatever. Then the next bit is actually the mindset piece. And of course, I guess in between there also is the like, you know, figuring out your client finding strategy, making sure that you actually have enough inquiries coming in. And that's also another factor is like when you're getting, for example, me an inquiry day, 365 inquiries in a year, you can just raise your prices. Like that's just a very, so you need to have enough demand coming in, if that makes sense. And when you have so much demand coming in, that's again, when like your price can raise for sure. Of course, also the quality of your work going up could also raise the prices, but still regardless, we need like an actual marketing strategy to get leads coming in consistently. So yes, getting great at the building websites, figuring out the marketing strategy, figuring out the mindset piece. And then the final piece, which I would say is again, what I talked about, it's like, if you do a 15K project, but it takes you 6 months, then that's an issue. We need to make sure that we are really guiding the project, figuring out the timeline, knowing the process, and making sure that we can, I literally, what I would do is like, I did a website in 2 weeks and I would guarantee the end date. Like I would be like, come hell or high water, this website is going to be launched on X date. And there's plenty of things which I do to make sure that that is possible. We actually have a boot camp coming up shortly. And in that one full day is just talking about like, how do you make sure that these projects are like, one, you're getting your content from your client on time, because that's a huge delay in website building projects, is like, if your client doesn't get you the stuff by the date that you need it, then obviously you can't start. Or if they're taking, you know, they're taking this website to their 77 family and friends to get everyone to give feedback on it, that's also going to like delay your project. So it's really about like already knowing the problems that are going to come up in a project and then solving for them before they even happen, really. And so again, we have something called the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp coming up. It's on April 15th, 16th, and 17th, and it's a free event. And one full day, we talk about this, is like how to make sure that these projects are on time and on schedule, because that is a key factor in you being able to, if you can do a 10K project in 1 month or 2 weeks or a week versus 6 months, then obviously that's going to be like a huge impact on you hitting those 10K months consistently.
I love all of those tips, especially the one about actually getting really good at building the websites. Obviously you can't charge those high ticket prices without backing it up with really good skills and really great websites that get people great results. So I love that you mentioned that point. I think that point is often really overlooked in the online world, like, to be totally honest.
I think it's a problem.
it's a problem. I think a lot of people teach, you know, the marketing and how to get the sales, how to get the clients and so on. But so many people fail to mention that actually, if you're not good at what you do, there's no marketing strategy in the world that is going to save you. So thank you for sharing all of those tips. They were so truly incredible. And I hope that everybody who is listening goes ahead and signs up for that bootcamp, because if you enjoyed those tips, there's going to be more in the bootcamp. I was recently on a different podcast where she asked me to share a significant challenge that I faced in my business that others might be able to relate to and learn from. And I loved that question. So I wanted to ask you, would you be willing to share a significant challenge that you experienced when you were a web designer and how you overcame it?
Yeah. Okay. So I think back to this one client phone call, which I had. And this is at the very beginning. I was still in university. And so this was, again, like side hustle on the side of school. And the thing which I didn't know, which, you know, led me through some difficulties, but, you know, we live and we learn, is this client basically ran the show. Like I was not confident enough. Like we got on the consultation call and he was kind of like leading the discussion, and he was kind of figuring out like, okay, we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do this. And I was like, yeah. And then at some point I realized, okay, well, if I let the client like run this thing, one, they've never done a web design project before, but like I have. And so like, I really need to be, and it's also very confidence inducing when your website designer is like, when I would get on consultation calls, like after I'd been doing this like 50 times, I would just be like, okay, and here's the process. And I would ream it off like perfectly because I knew exactly what was happening at every single step of the process. And that is so confidence inducing for your clients. And it makes them be like, oh, this girl knows what she's doing. Like, great. She can just take this thing and I don't need to worry about it. It's not like another project, which as a business owner, I need to add to my list of 75 things, which I'm managing right now. And so I think that something which I had to learn was that it is my job to know, like to know how long on average all of these different steps in the process take. It's my job to guide this client through this process. It's my job to give them deadlines for when they need to give me things because, and I would say this in the consultation calls, it's like, I can guarantee, like we're going to do this in 2 weeks and I can guarantee you this end date. But the only way that that is possible is if I have blah, 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 blah. Like if I don't have those things, then I obviously can't finish it by the state. And so like, these are your deadlines that you need to hit. And then I'm going to hit my deadlines. And they loved it because it was like so many times they would talk to website designers. They're like, yeah, well, you know, it's like done when it's done and blah. And they're like, well, I'm going and speaking at this conference. So it needs to be done by like X date or something. And so it's really, yeah. Something which I struggled with was like me managing the project, me learning what, like just, I had to guide it. And that took me a few projects to figure out, unfortunately.
Yeah, which I think is natural. I think it definitely would take a lot of people, especially when you're new, time to gain the confidence to lead the projects. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, even when you're not new, sometimes you get those clients
who
are that's just their personality type. They're very controlling, not in a horrible, mean way, but they like to be in control. Mm-hmm. And when you do get those clients, that's when you really have to be like, okay, let me put my foot down in a respectful way, but you know, I'm going to lead this project. There are boundaries, there are expectations and deadlines.
Yeah.
And I've always found, I mean, I'm saying this because I had a client like a year ago that was similar to this, and it did concern me before we got on our first coaching call. But once I got on the call and from the get-go established with that client that this is the process, these are the steps we're going to start with, and then led, they were actually very, very okay with that. It was almost like they could breathe a sigh of relief because now they don't have to manage this project, which they might have been used to doing with other coaches or creatives in the past.
Exactly. I think that's okay. It's like, it actually is a relief for your client when they're like, oh, she's got it. Okay, cool.
Exactly. You've been in business for many, many years like me. And there are not that many entrepreneurs, I would say, leading the online space right now who've been running their business for more than 2 to 3 years. I see a lot of newer people, which is awesome. But I have also seen a lot of entrepreneurs who were OGs in the online space who have since quit. So I thought before we wrap things up, could you share one tip, system, or strategy that has helped you sustain your business for a decade without quitting or burning out?
Okay, this is so interesting for so many reasons. Okay, so first, the first interesting thing is that I actually don't know. Okay, so I'm not on social media. So like, fun fact, you can run a $1 million business without social media if you want to. But, and so I haven't seen these new people who have come up. I'm always like, where are the new people? Like, why is it just the same people who are always, you know, there before? But I guess I'm just missing it because I'm not on social. So I'm very insulated. And okay, so that's actually one thing which helps me is like, I am not comparing myself. I'm not paying attention to what other people are doing. I am just like, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. And I think that those things like comparison and Instagram and all those things, like it just, okay, the thing which has allowed me to stay in business for this long is only doing things that bring me joy. And believe me, there were some times where I was burning out and where I was like, screw this. I don't like this business. I don't want to do this anymore. And the points in time that that happened was always when I was doing things which I hated. It's like I had to show up to work every day and I was like, ugh, I don't want to manage these people and I don't want to do Facebook ads and I don't want to show up on Instagram again. And forcing myself into doing those things made me not want to continue. And so instead of quitting, I had to realize, and I feel highly privileged, and my husband's like, you literally are like incapable of doing something you don't want to do. But it's also been the thing that's kept me in it for, I don't know, eight years, something like it, almost a decade. And so, yeah, it's really been observing, for example, when I would go on Instagram, I felt like I had to be on Instagram. Everyone was on Instagram. And that's genuinely where my ideal client is the most. Granted, they're in other places, so I can find them in other places. But anyway, so I think every time, which I had to show up, I just observed, like, I don't like this. I don't feel good about this. When I had to manage people and like they were doing things late and not doing things well and everything, I was like, no, I'm not accepting this anymore. Like, I'm not accepting someone doing a half-assed job for my business. Like, yeah. I'm only accepting team members who do incredible work, and I'm only accepting doing marketing strategies, which I actually enjoy. And I think those are the things which, because there was 1 year where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And instead of quitting, I just was like, okay, what are you disliking? And go get rid of those things. And I literally, in that year, that was a year where I had like quite a few team members. And I just realized, like, I don't enjoy managing humans. Like, this is not my idea of a good time. And so, yeah, that was when I realized that and I decided to make the change. I was like, I am okay with my business growing slower or not growing and just staying at what it's at. If I can just go back to like a business with like just one or two team members who are freaking incredible at what they do. And I think that I'm actually getting over that again now. It's like, I've realized I've had such an incredible team who are so extremely capable for quite a few years now. And I'm really like, okay, no, I can add another person. That's fine. Like, we're actually hiring right now. If anyone wants to apply. So yeah, I think that truly just doing, blocking out the nonsense, not looking at the competition, not looking at what everyone else is doing, just doing what I want to do every single day is the key thing.
That is just the best advice ever. And I really hope if you take anything away from this episode, guys, take that point away for sure. So before we wrap things up, where can everyone find you and learn from you if they want to learn more?
Yes. Well, we always have on my website, pagefront.com, we have literally hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of blogs, which will help you build a website business or a creative business. We also have my YouTube channel. I'm at Paige Brunton on YouTube. That is the platform which I really love hanging out on. I'm not on Instagram, as you probably have realized. But the other thing which is really great, which is coming up soon and which is actually like a live event again, is that bootcamp. So it's the Profitable and Productive Web Designer Bootcamp. It's live. It is always such a good time. So we do it in a Facebook group. And so we have 3 days of live trainings. We have trainings on finding clients. We have trainings on, you know, like managing all those projects and everything, and sort of also like the foundational information which you need to know about being a website designer. And so I always say, like, let's be real, like, you feel fraudy about being like, oh, I want to be a website designer. Like, that even feels ridiculous. It's okay. If you're like web designer business curious, just come to this event. It's free and it's fabulous. And you'll be surrounded with a bunch of other people who are really excited to build this too. So anyways, yeah, that's the free event coming up. It's April 15th, 16th, 17th. I also have, I think one of my, the bootcampers' favorite things that we do in there, we have a giveaway in there. It's a really good time. We make lots of friends in there. But the other thing is we have student panels. So I bring in some of my most successful past students and you can just ask them all your questions. And so it's literally bootcampers' favorite thing is like, if you wish that you just had someone who is very successful to sit down beside you and just answer all your questions, like, that's one of our panels is basically that. So anyways, yeah, we'll put the link below for it. But yeah, it's live. So if you're watching it before this, listening to this before the 15th, 16th, 17th of April, definitely register and come.
Yes, definitely do. I will add all of the links that Paige has just mentioned to the description of this podcast episode. But thank you so much, Paige, for coming on the podcast today. I know that you've shared so much gold that's going to help so many listeners. So thank you.
Thank you.